Okay, good morning, all. We are up to Mishnah, Perek Gimel Mishnah, Tesh, Chapter 3, Mishnah 9. So continuing in the service of Yom Kippur. So after he would have, after the Kohen would do the service with this bowl, so Balo Lemizrach HaAzara Letzfon HaMizbeach, he would go to the eastern part of the courtyard, which was the northern, which is sort of north of the Mizbeach, north of the altar. Haskan Mimino, the deputy Kohen Gadol would be on his right. Verosh Beis Av Mismolo, we know that every single day there was a sort of a different family that was in charge of Kohanim, that was in charge of the basic avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. So even though the Kohen Gadol was the guy in charge on Yom Kippur, there was still an official family in charge, and there was a head of family. So that head of the family of Kohanim, so he would walk on the Kohen Gadol's left side. Visham Shnei Seirim, and there were two goats that were waiting for him when he got there. When he got, they were sort of waiting right in front of the Nikanor gate, which was on the eastern wall of the courtyard. The Kalpi Haisa Sham Uva Shnei Gorelos, there was a wooden box there in which there were two lots. Shel Ashkaroa Hayu. So we'll just take a step back for a second. These two lots, we know one of them was to go to Azazel, one of them was to go to Hashem, right? One of the goats was going to be pushed off of a cliff, and one of the goats was going to be burned up on the altar. But the Mishnah takes a segue over here. So what were the lots made of? So Shel Ashkaroa Hayu. Originally the lots inside, they were made of what we call boxwood, which was a very nice type of wood. V'asa'an ben Gamla Shel Zahav, a person by the name of Yehoshua ben Gamla, he came along. He was a Kohen Gadol, and he decided to make these lots made out of gold. V'hayu maskirin oso the Shavach and Chazal. The rabbis used to say that Yehoshua ben Gamla is worthy of praise for everything that he did. And because we mentioned someone who was worthy of praise for something he did in the Beis HaMikdash, so now we take a quick segue to talk about a few other people who we like to praise because of the good things they did for the Beis HaMikdash. So says Mishnah Yud, Ben Katin Asa Shneim Asar Dar Lakior. Ben Katin, who was a Kohen Gadol, he decided to make 12 faucets for the Kior. Shelo Hayu Lo Ela Shnayim. Before that they had two. The reason why he decided to make 12 was because he wanted to be able to allow all the Kohanim who were involved in the Tamid service to be able to wash their hands and feet at the same time. So therefore he made 12 faucets, which would allow that number of Kohanim to all do it at the same time. He also made a special device for lowering the kior into the well every single night. So that the water in the kinor, without going too deep into the halachas right now, if there was water left out in the kinor in the sink, then that water would not be able to be used the next day. So the exception to that is if that water would somehow be attached. If that water would somehow be attached to like a larger body of water, like the water from the well, so he made a special device to lower this kinor into a well below, into a body of water, and therefore that kinor's water would not become disqualified by being left overnight. Mun Baz Hamelech Haya Usa Kol Yedos Hakilim Shel Yom HaKippurim Shel Zahav. There was a person named Munbaz, King Munbaz, and he made all of the handles for all of the kilim that were used on Yom Kippur. He made them out of gold, sort of as a special extra kavod for them. Hilni Imo, so this is a famous woman who we hear every now and again throughout Shas. Her name was Heleni Amalka, Queen Helene. So Hilni Imo, and this she happened to be King Munbaz's mother. So Asasa Nivreshes Shel Zahav Al Pischo Shel Hichal. She decided to make a special golden candelabra of sorts, and she put that at the entrance of the sanctuary. And it said that the reason why she did this and what this was for was that once the sun would come up, that would mark that it was Zman Kriya Shema, so it would hit this candelabra in such a way that light would shine from it, so everyone would know that it was Zman, that it was time to read Shema. V'af hi asasa tavla shel zav Shalzav Shaparasha Sota Ksuba Aleha. She also decided to make a golden tablet, and on that golden tablet was written the Parsha of Sota, right? So that if God forbid there was a Sota woman who was brought to the Beis HaMikdash, we know that they would write the Parsha of Sota on a parchment, and they would then let that be dissolved in some bitter waters, right? The Meimarim that we speak about for the Sota. And what they used to do to write the parchment down for the Sota, they used to have to bring a Sefer Torah, and they had to open the Sefer Torah, and they had to copy the parsha from there. So instead of doing that, she decided she's going to make a special golden tablet that has this parsha, so that they can copy from this every single time they decide to write the parsha down for a Sota, if God forbid it should happen. And then Nikanor Naasu Nisim Ladal Sosav, we know this already, that there was a man named Nikanor, and he made these great fancy doors for the front entrance. And miracles happened with these doors, says the Mishnah. We spoke about this in the past, but basically he made these doors, and they were from Egypt, so they had to be shipped all the way to Yerushalayim. When they were coming over, there was a big storm, so they decided to throw one of the doors over the boat. Long story short, that door ended up floating along with the boat all the way back to Yerushalayim, and that was found on the shore. So there are all these miracles that happened, and they were really beautiful doors. So Nicanor is also a special person for doing this. And the sages would... officially, what the Mishnah says is maskirno, so they would praise him, but some of the Mepharshim say that him means all these people. All these people were praised by Chazal for all the good things they did for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll stop right here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah 11.